From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The House passed a bill today approving the Keystone XL pipeline, sending it on to President Obama, who has said he'll veto it. The House passed the measure by a 270 to 152 vote. As NPR's Juana Summers reports, this isn't likely to be the last standoff between the Republican-controlled Congress and the White House on energy issues.
After weeks of debate, the House passed a bill authorizing the long-delayed extension of the Keystone Pipeline. Republicans made this measure one of their top priorities when they took full control of Congress in January. Earlier in the day, House Speaker John Boehner challenged the president's position on the Keystone extension.
The president's standing with a bunch of left-fringe extremists and anarchists. The president needs to listen to the American people and say, yes, let's build the Keystone Pipeline.
This won't be the last time Republicans confront the president on energy policy. Senate Republicans held a hearing on President Obama's climate rules aimed at cutting carbon pollution. House lawmakers also plan to introduce a larger energy bill next week. Juana Summers, NPR News, the Capitol.
The White House says the president has all the authority he needs to combat the extremist group calling itself the Islamic State. But as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, Obama is seeking congressional buy-in.
The White House sent Congress draft language for a resolution authorizing the war against ISIS. The president wants it to be limited, with a three-year sunset and restrictions on the use of ground forces.
I'm convinced that the United States should not get dragged back into another prolonged ground war in the Middle East. That's not in our national security interest, and it's not necessary for us to defeat ISIS.
He wants to prohibit, quote, enduring offensive ground combat operations. Some congressional Democrats say this is overly broad and vague, while many Republicans say the president's proposal is too limiting. The congressional debate could take months. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
Leaders from France, Germany, Russia, and Ukraine are in Minsk for talks aimed at reaching some kind of peace deal to halt ongoing fighting in Ukraine between the government and Russian-backed separatists. Talks organized by German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande are aimed at negotiating an end to fighting in eastern Ukraine, where more than 5,000 people have died. Key sticking points apparently include drawing a line of division as well as withdrawing Russian troops and equipment. The nation's budget shortfall widened last month, the gap in part fueled by higher spending on government health care services for lower-income Americans. According to the Treasury Department, the pool of red ink in January grew to about $18 billion. That's well ahead of the expected $10 billion shortfall. Compared to a year ago, the government spent about $5 billion more on Medicaid. On Wall Street, a mixed close today. The Dow was down 6 points to end the session at 17,862. The Nasdaq closed up 13 points. The S&P 500 closed down a fraction today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. An Italian court has convicted the former captain of the Costa Concordia cruise liner for his role in a 2012 shipwreck that took the lives of 32 people. The court also sentencing Francesco Stratini to 16 years in prison for his role in the incident, where the ship struck rocks off the Tuscan holiday island of Giglio. In addition to being charged with multiple counts of manslaughter, Stratini also faced charges of causing the wreck and abandoning ship in one of the most highly publicized shipwrecks in recent years. Court determined the captain came too close to the island with the cruise ship, which wound up capsizing. The longtime coach of the University of Nevada Las Vegas basketball team has passed away at the age of 84. As NPR's Becky Sullivan reports, Jerry Tarkanian was a colorful presence in the world of college hoops.
Tark the Shark led the Running Rebels to the NCAA title in 1990, then fell just short of a perfect undefeated season the next year. His teams had a bad boy reputation, full of players with suspect academic resumes who'd been passed over by the likes of Carolina and Duke. But Tarkanian was drawn to those kids, he always said, because he himself had grown up in a poor single-parent household struggling with school. In his 31 years of coaching, Tarkanian clashed constantly with the NCAA, arguing they targeted small schools while letting the big name-brand programs off easy. The NCAA is so mad at Kentucky, he once said, it's going to give Cleveland State 2 more years probation. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
Drugstore chain Rite Aid apparently looking to get into the benefits side of the business. The company announced today it's buying Envision Rx, a pharmaceutical benefits management company, for roughly $2 billion with debt factored in. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.